With the 2026 Kentucky legislative session now in the history books, one bill that rises above many is the executive branch budget. Inside chamber walls, that is House Bill 500, and the process of writing the bill is outlined in the Kentucky Constitution.
The power to set the laws of the Commonwealth and the power to enact the appropriations of the Commonwealth are reserved in the Constitution to the General Assembly.
Senator Christian McDaniel of Kenton County.
The action word in legislature is to legislate. The action verb in the executive branch is to execute. It is incumbent upon the governor to execute the laws via the budget we pass, to appropriately effectuate it and to be efficient with it.
The Commonwealth's $32.4 billion budget process includes many of the governor's recommendations, but many others also have input. While the process is collaborative, the state constitution grants the legislature exclusive authority to tax and appropriate public funds. And unlike the federal government, states must balance revenues with expenditures to not operate at a deficit. The governor cited his authority under Section 88 of the Constitution to veto parts of the budget, yet Section 88 also allows for the legislature to overturn those vetoes with a majority vote. House Bill 500, the operating budget for the state's executive branch for the next 2 years, veto of the governor notwithstanding, will go into effect July 1. In January of 2028, the process will begin again. Reporting from the state capitol in Frankfort, I'm Charles Beglin.